guys been marching long? Have you been marching long?
Have I been marching long? I've been here just about all day.
All day? You're not tired yet, huh?
No.
Not well into the evening. What are you guys marching for?
What's that?
What are you marching for?
Fucking police. First of all, the police are just brutal for no good reason. They impose. All right. They're some of the most racist people on the planet just because they have the power to be racist. They can do whatever they want with a governor's pardon. They can beat people. They can stop people from being in the wrong neighborhood. They can drop them off wherever the fuck they want for no, just because, like, even if it's like miles away from their home, it's the police's prerogative and nobody does anything about it ever. Occasionally there's maybe a bullshit story of a cop going down for brutality or corruption, but that's just like one fucking scapegoat. That's not the problem. The problem is in the core of the system.
Do you think the police do a good job of investigating themselves, as they are so often in charge of doing?
Not at all. How can you investigate yourself? In the police, there's a brotherhood. Once you become a cop, you become a member. You can't bring down a member just like that. It takes an outside force. It has to take outside people to take down the inside powers.
Somebody told me since the cops extend that privilege to themselves, they should extend it to junkies and drug dealers as well. Let them investigate and control themselves, you know? Why are the cops the only ones that have that privilege?
Well, it's the junkies and drug dealers, they're obviously not in any way looking for the best route to get to fix the law, to help out the people. They're trying to help themselves out. But when the cop's job is to help the people, and they're not helping anybody but themselves. That's the only problem.
All right, well, good luck to you today, and have fun on your march. I saw you in this a while ago. This march has been pretty successful in staying in the streets.
Say what?
I said I saw you in this when it began. This march has seemed to have grown, and it's also been successful in staying in the streets.
Yeah, we're doing really well. I think the only thing we need to do now is start getting south and westbound streets.
Why?
Because those are the ways to get to the convention. So far we've been shutting down northern and eastern streets.
So you guys are doing this in an attempt to shut down the streets from who?
From the folks going to the GOP convention.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have you gotten many honks today?
Huh?
Have you gotten many honks today?
Oh, yes, indeed. I got black and white.
Black and white. What about Republican?
Well, I really don't know what they were, but I doubt if it was any of them at all.
Really? Are you from Philly?
No, I'm from Chicago, the two of us.
The two of you are?
We are with the group called African Americans in support of Mumia Abu-Jamal.
And you guys are here for the Republican National Convention as well?
No, we're here supporting Mumia.
The
demonstrations only.
Okay, it looks
we're
like
the
we...
the Chicago delegation.
Looks like we got maybe officers coming this way? All right. Thanks a lot. We're moving out. Oh, what are they doing?
What are they doing? It's the big suit guys, you know.
Did they throw anything up there, though?
No.
I see the red. That's why.
It's just going to be the same.
March is going on.
little technical difficulty.
Right now, the demonstration has turned from 15th Street to John F. Kennedy Drive. It is in the middle of the street. It is not on the sidewalks. The police, on their little BMX-y bicycles, are starting to follow them. They don't think they're in front. Now the march has stalled. I don't know whether it's because of a police line or because people haven't figured out where to go, the usual dark side of anarchy. And let's see, traffic is moving again on 15th across John F. Kennedy Drive. And I'm not in my street. Yeah, John F. Kennedy Drive is blocked once you get past 15th Street
at City Hall.
Very ironic to see this very ornate old City Hall. You know, this is supposedly the birthplace of the independence and freedom in our country, and there's choppers buzzing all over the place above this symbol of freedom. And behind me now is a line of police on their bicycles, synchronized perhaps. Whether it's a synchronized swimming style performance or not, I kind of doubt it. Probably waiting for instructions. Behind them is a line of cops on foot with helmets on. I don't see billy clubs, nor do I see, but they do have visors, and the badge numbers are still on the uniforms. That's a good thing. They didn't do that in Seattle, and they don't do it in San Francisco.
RDC.
I think the cops are waiting for further instructions.
What have you seen today, Jello?
Mostly this and a spontaneous sit-down on, what was the other street we were on? 12th and Filbert Street, which was eventually handled non-violently as the people who sat down got up and left. So then I had a conversation with some right-to-lifers. Then I tried to interview Sam Donaldson and was less than successful, although he did say, you know, I don't have any control over this when I was asking about Nader in the debates. I don't really have any control over anything. So then I asked him, well, does that
include your mind? Did you ask him that? Does that include your mind?
Okay, we're off the phone.
Okay, that's cool. Thanks. Have fun.
Thank you. sidewalks, small corners. And we'll find out what's going on over there. Am I getting a call back today? All right, thanks for the time today. What?
You want to go around?
Okay. The police are circling around the march. It looks like they're not very appreciative of the Free Mumia people circling the municipal building.
Ready for action.
Just keeping the people circling around the Justice Building.
You guys live?
Yeah, what you got? I mean, what's going on today, but do you want to make a report?
I think there's going to be, I think there's a convergence of marches going on here, and I know that there's like about 200 or 300 police on horses that are being mobilized.
Another live report from the Free Mumia March. Can you throw us on?
In front of a bicycle and used unnecessary force to knock over a woman. Also, the same policeman blocked a man on a bicycle, knocked him off, and hit him with his foot. That was all documented on video.
And what were you saying before about the horses?
There's at least 200 horses that are being deployed, and I'm not sure exactly where they are.
What's it look like the cops are trying to do to the Mumia March?
Looks like they're trying to block it in. And
push it into the square here, maybe?
No, I think that was the choice of the protesters. They were trying to converge here. Mm-hmm. But I, that's my impression. And I also heard about a blockade that was busted on...
We're flipping through the notepad here. Bear with us. Notepad.
A blockade that was busted where one reporter was threatened with assault by the police officer if he didn't move off of the scene. So I think that a lot of reporters were... had to leave the scene before the arrests were made.
Have you heard any word about the success of stopping? I mean, this is all in hopes of stopping the GOP delegates from getting down from where they're staying and getting to the convention center.
I don't have a report on that.
All right. Know. Anything else?
This is wonderful.
Wonderful words for you. All right, WR2K, thanks so much for being there for us. Fire's in the air. The square around the municipal building has just filled with people. I think the convergence has begun. Jonah, what's going on over there?
Looks like they're having a big protest against the Republicans coming to town.
Are you from Philly?
I'm from Philly.
Is this exciting?
It's not about being exciting. It should be about actually doing something that's constructive and making a point. And that's what they're trying to do right now. It's not about a game or fun or like that and everything. Protests are serious. They've been doing, people like Free Mumia, the Friends and Family Mumia, and other groups out here and action teams, they're serious about trying to do something. So you got to respect that.
And you're down here supporting them or participating?
Participating. Been out here since 9 o'clock this morning. We've been doing quite a bit. Not to be off and talk about that on the mic.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. And stay safe.
All right.
Awesome.
police have showed up on horses. You want to make a little report about what's going on here?
No, there's just a lot of police coming up the street, you know, nonviolent demonstration, demanding justice for Mumia, people just hanging out, holding signs, I don't know, I just got here, but I know there's a lot of police coming up this way, I don't know what they're planning on doing.
Well, they've got the MOVE presence here, and if the police want to, you know, revisit what they did in 1985...
Right. Well, hopefully the helicopter's not armed with napalm, so...
We'll hope so. Helicopters in the sky and many, many, many protesters in the square. The horses have formed a fancy little U-shape with officers in both gray and blue on their backs. Do I walk up when you're ringing?
I'm ringing, but no one's talking.
Do you want to tell me what you've seen today?
I saw people locked down at Broad and Spruce, and I also witnessed and got pictures of people at the corner of... I wish this would stop. At the corner of Locust and Broad that were being maced and hit with clubs, and they were eventually arrested.
How many people?
I'm not sure how many people were arrested, but there was a group of about 50 to 70 people marching for Mumia, and they marched under some scaffolding, and the cops used the scaffolding as a way to corral them and then attack them while they were under scaffolding.
And what else have you seen today?
Something
more light? Anything more light? Less heavy than police brutality?
Not really. I was pretty much down there all day. So
yeah, far. Well, it is the reality, so might as well talk about it.
I know there's people selling water on Broad Street for $1 a bottle. I know that the Subaru actually was giving away free water on the parkway.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
We're going to collect the IMC and drop off these two dates.
We're at 15th and Market Street, and there's a very heavy police presence hanging around Center Square. A lot of men and women in blue, none with face masks on. I think they're just ready to stand off any marches that come their way. Here comes a sheriff van. We might have to head back the other way. Going south on 15. The sheriff van is filled with prisoners. Get them. sheriff van is filled with prisoners. Silver sheriff's van being carted off. Wow. What do you think about all this, man? It's kind of kooky.
Excuse me?
What do you think about all this?
I don't have no comment about this.
That was just loaded prisoners coming from a puppet space in West Philly.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, man. I guess
it's
safe.
Did you see this?
I guess it's leaving us safer, huh?
Leaving you safer from the puppets, for sure.
From all the dogs.
Those are dangerous,
right?
Puppets. What's going on over here?
No, we just coming in.
Well, when you circle around, there's a big Free Mumia march going on, and there's a lot of cops on horses,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of beautiful people out there. Ramona and Pam Africa are out there, and they're speaking to the people. Pam Africa's right up there. If you want to park and go in front of the municipal building, you can hear her speak.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Police van, the big truck, was that full or empty?
It was full of prisoners from West Philly Puppy.
Right.
Do you know about that?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was listening to it on the radio.
What'd they say?
They said that that the police went there under suspicion of them having weapons. They received an anonymous report that they had weapons. Then they went to the building and apparently the people barricaded themselves inside. I saw that on TV, and there were like a couple hundred officers outside. I guess they just arrested them.
Are you working right now?
I just came from work, yeah.
And you were watching this while you were at work?
Well, I live close to my house. I went home for...
For a few minutes to see what was going on?
Yeah, well, I went home for lunch, but I popped the TV on.
Yeah, and what do you think about all this?
Well, I think it's pretty crazy. I thought the city was too... The city's too open to try to control the people like this. Like South Philly, the entrances to that place, there's only four entrances to the parking lot there. It's very easy to disrupt Philadelphia. Like they're doing. If you shut down the area around City Hall, everything kind of falls apart.
Brian, so stop. Do you think they have reason in doing that? I mean, do you think it's a good tactic to try to get their message? Because that convention center is 5 miles out there.
I know. I think it'd be, I thought there'd be more stuff going on down at the convention center than up here, but
this is where the people of Philly are,
right? This is also where all the I thought there'd be more stuff at the hotels where all the Republicans are
isn't staying. That where we are now, though.
Well, yeah, but there's one hotel, the Four Seasons, where can't remember what they call the club, but you have to donate $250,000 a year to the Republican Party. They're staying at the Four Seasons.
Is your wallet big enough for that?
No, I cannot afford to give them any money at all.
So, do you think you could afford it to go into the convention?
I'm sorry?
Did you want to get into the conventions as well?
No.
No, not interested?
Not into the Republican convention. I don't really care for what they have to say.
What about them coming to Philly? How do you feel about that?
Well, I found it kind of funny because Philadelphia is very traditionally a Democratic city.
Is it spit in the face of the Democrats? Do you think that's what they're doing?
Well, you know, when I was talking about this at work with somebody, I was thinking there aren't any big cities in the country which aren't Democratic cities. So, that's what I thought at first, but then I was thinking, well,
there's Giuliani in New York.
Well, yeah, but New York's a Democratic city, though. I mean, the city itself.
Giuliani is just a rogue.
Giuliani, yes.
All right, well, thanks, and I hope you can get out in the streets and join these folks.
Definitely. I plan on... Tonight, me and my friend were going to ride down to the stadium to see if anything were going on down there.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff's going to be happening up here because this, like I said, this is where the people are.
Right.
And the Republicans aren't going to listen to the protesters anyway, I think.
No.
I think the majority of them feel like that.
At the Four Seasons Hotel.
You want to stress that point?
Yeah.
Do you know the address?
Hear that. It's 17th and JFK.
17th and JFK?
Yeah.
All right, well, have a great time.
All the money that runs the Republican Party is staying tonight.
All the money's there.
All the money's there. Yeah.
All right, we've got like a few minutes left of tape here, and we're walking towards the Independent Media Center. We just got footage from protesters who were coming from West Philly, and we're in a van being carted off down JFK Boulevard. Got a nice rousing cheer from them. Sounds like the jail solidarity begins. We do have a contingent of police cops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 cars are moving towards the municipal square. We're going to run back to the Independent Media Center and drop off these tapes. We've gotten good sounds today. A lot of people are positive about the marches. A lot of people have talked about, you know, how this is the only way that they can get their point out to get into the streets. And it's not so much for the Republicans as it is for the people of Philadelphia and as it is for the people around the country, because they know media enjoys to see numbers in the streets. And unfortunately, the media usually situates that right where the police violence happens. So hopefully, through the independent media outlets, folks can get pictures, sounds, and print reports on events other than police violence, on a lot of the beautiful faces we have out here, like Pam Africa, and like other people who may not be as famous, but who sew 65-foot-long quilts to speak freedom for Mamiya, who's in jail on death row here in Pennsylvania, because he is a journalist who is outspoken and who was not repressed and is still not repressed and is still speaking to the people, although not in the state of Pennsylvania, I hear, just like Democracy Now, not in the state of Pennsylvania.
Who is this guy? Then I realized we went, I was like, oh,
we'll go back to sounds from the streets until we get to the Independent Media Center. Where are you guys headed?
Cops everywhere, oh my God.
So we're down here at Locust and Broad. There seems to be a large contingent of police officers blocking the intersection of Broad Street and Locust, and also just on the opposite side. There's a three-flanked U shape in the middle of the street. We're going to see if we can call in a live report. There's a police school bus, I guess, that they're going to use for protesters. Have you guys been here for a while? You just got here? What's going on? Have you assessed anything?
No, I just saw a couple hundred people. Like, they were protesting for Mamiya, Abdul Jamal, that guy was like getting executed, and that's it.
They got carted off?
I'm not sure. They came down and then they went up Locust.
So they kept moving?
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay safe out here, huh?
Yeah, really.
I see you got that shopping bag. That's a good disguise. Have you guys been out here?
Yeah.
What happened?
A bunch of folks are doing a sit-in at the intersection of Spruce and Broad until the police blockaded this so no one can go down there, and they're arresting everyone down the block.
How many minutes, seconds ago, hours?
It's been going on for about an hour at least, hour and a half.
So they had a pretty long sit-in?
Yeah, they've been down there for a pretty long time.
So they're still down there?
They're down there, yeah.
You can walk around.
And get on the other side?
Yeah,
and see that.
Have you guys gone down there? What do they look like?
Well, they're trying to, you know, make themselves flaccid, and then they're hog-tying them with little plastic doodads and, like, laying them out in the middle of the street. And there's a school bus down there. I guess they're going to put them in there. But there's not there's also the Goats for the Vote singing and playing music.
To the protesters who are being picked up?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty beautiful.
Yeah, they're people supporting the protesters down there.
So they have songs as they go to jail.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty beautiful.
Sending it down.
People are asking the cops if they can get through.
I appreciate it.
You got a message?